There it is. Let's see. Hang on. Let's turn this thing on. Here we go. What are you doing, Rob? Yes.
Oh, Tuesday is Do Drugs Day on the program. Okay, I see what's going on here.
Well, he didn't have the button on, so then I was making fun of it and hitting my cough button to make it sound like he was turning me on and off.
I see.
Some genius decided we would not have on-off buttons in this studio.
There's none? Oh, yeah.
No.
There's none.
No. It's quite dangerous and amazing that we haven't been fined more.
You have the cough button.
We have a cough.
That's it, yeah.
But no on-off. Mick Schaefer, sports director from 41 Action News, is with us. Curtis Siebold is on the road. You didn't know that, did you, people? You did not know that. Curtis, where are you? What's going on?
Well, I'm in the heart of Olathe, just southwest of I-35 in Santa Fe. I'm at Bill George's Olathe Subaru, where love is in the air, along with some great deals on new and used Subarus. From now until 1 o'clock, just stop in at Olathe Subaru, pick up a dozen roses and a box of chocolates free. You hear that, guys? Free. That's thanks to our friends at Hen House and Olathe Subaru. Limit one per customer while supplies last, but that won't be long because they're free. So get in here. And while you're here, check out the great deals on new and used Subarus like the Outback and Forester. 36-month lease for $199 a month with $2,000 down plus tax when you drive 10,000 miles a year. And buy any car through tomorrow. Get a keyless remote start for just $8.10. It is still February. Plenty of cold days left. The remote start is sweet. Chocolates are sweet. Roses still smell sweet. It's just sweet all around here today. Come share the love for Subarus and Valentine's Day right here at Bill George's Olathe Subaru. That's 505 South Fir Street, F-I-R, South Fir Street. It's just southwest of I-35 in Santa Fe in Olathe.
And by the way, let me some love for our friends at Hen House. They've got their express checkouts going starting today and tomorrow. Wait, is today the 13th? It is the 13th,
it is,
isn't
yep.
it? Yeah, today and tomorrow. So flowers, those wonderful panache chocolates, balloons, stuffed animals, everything you need for Valentine's Day. They've got express Valentine's checkouts. 11 locations around the metro. Go to henhouse.com. More time for romance. You can even go over to the delicatessen and get your whole dinner done for you right there. Have a nice romantic dinner for two at home. Or pick up some wonderful KC strip steaks, certified Hereford beef, the finest beef around, and two lobster tails for just $25. It's at your neighborhood Hen House. Go take advantage of those beautiful flowers from the Hen House floral shops. They always take care of me at this time of year, and I'll be over there grabbing some wonderful treats from them tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Time's running out. Okay.
Time is running
Day
out.
Of. Okay.
Yeah,
Day
but,
of.
You know. I'm good. Have you already given flowers?
God, no, no. I might be on Friday. Oh yeah, let me.
Okay,
might go get what's the heart pizza?
whatever floats your boat, yes. My friend. Whatever floats your boat. Mick Schaefer is with us. Curtis Siebold is on assignment, and of course, it is time to play the feud. We need a contestant. It is an epic throwdown, and. This is what I got for you, if you win, and only if you win, David. Only if you win, because this prize is pretty sweet. $50 gift card to Hen House. You can get your flowers. You can go get the dinner for two and flowers. They got a dozen roses for $20 right now, the classic roses. And go get that couple of wonderful Hereford KC strips and a couple of lobster tails. You got it all covered. I got a $50 gift card if you can win the few, but you got to win, David.
We'll have I need some flowers for my wife. I better win.
There you go. There you go. Who are you going to play with, me or Mick? Curtis is on assignment, so it's going to be me or Mick you got to play with.
Let's go with you, Saran.
All right. That sounds good to me. So no pressure on me, David. I want to make sure you
I'm going to tank. I'm going to tank just so he can win, basically.
Yeah, I mean.
Is that really how your father raised you? I met your father the other day at work.
You did.
Did he raise you to tank?
Absolutely he did. If you know anything about Roiland Schaefer, then yes.
So it's Mick and me again, the unbeatable pair.
Yes.
Unbeatable pair.
Yes, against myself and David. All right, David, do you want to start?
You go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start. And, of course, David, remember, you buzz in on this initial one by stating your name. Who's it going to be for you boys?
It's always me.
Okay.
I just love how Mick and Curtis know it's Mick.
They didn't even talk about it. It's going to be Mick.
We have practice every Wednesday night.
Turns out Curtis is
doesn't
gutless.
Help. Nope.
Curtis is gutless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we should stop practicing. That's the problem. We're overthinking it.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. We surveyed 100 people. The top seven answers are on the board. Name a U.S. state that does
I forgot. Am I playing?
Yes, it's you.
Me.
Yeah, he said you.
I couldn't remember. Like, wait a minute, am I playing or not?
The gamesmanship that goes on here in this room, Rob.
You're tanking anyway. What the hell do you care? I love the competitive nature.
We got a tanker and a cheater in here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We'll just slide that one into a later category.
No, no. Wait.
Yeah, well, fine. Here we go.
I heard it's state something.
I heard state something. We're fine with
that. Top seven answers on the board. Name a U.S. state that does not have an NFL franchise. Mick.
Montana.
Correct. Not the top answer, though.
I am going to go with... Boy, I don't think they wouldn't have said Nevada right away. I'll go with Oklahoma. More reasonable.
That's a better answer. Player pass.
And there's five more?
Five more.
All right, so we got five more, David. What do you want to do? Try to strip the board and leave them the carcass to get? Do we think we can run it, or do we want to try to steal?
Let's go for it.
We're going to go for it. All right, you're up then, David.
How about Nebraska?
That is correct.
I'm going to go. I'm going to think that there's some folks. I don't know. I'll go Kansas.
That was the top answer.
Okay.
How about Iowa?
That is correct.
How many more we need?
You need two more.
Two more. I cannot believe Montana was in there.
When I said it, I'm like, wait.
How did that make the list? All right, I guess I'm going to go I'm gonna go over to that part. I'm going to go I'll go New Mexico.
New Mexico by Montana over in that part?
I was thinking west. Okay. West. Thanks for pointing that out.
Like time zone.
Back to you, David.
Let's go with South Dakota.
Two strikes, two answers to go.
And I am going to go with just because I think it's kind of close and maybe let's try Arkansas. Okay.
Chance to steal.
Okay, can you answer, are all of these answers, are they all correct? The final one, is it correct?
No, you can't answer that. It's what our
listeners said.
On the board.
I get.
You know, I'm going with that, Curtis. And that, like, well, maybe like, oh, Missouri didn't have one.
Since we're not side by side, can we actually audibly discuss our answers?
Yeah, of course
we can. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. This is that point where you try
I've
to steal.
I've got Nevada, Oregon, Oklahoma, or Arkansas.
I think someone already said. Soren said Nevada.
No, I thought
he
about
said
it.
Arkansas.
Oh, sorry.
I thought about it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So Nevada, Oregon, or Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's been said.
Okay.
Thanks.
So Nevada or Oregon.
What about like a Hawaii or something like that, or Alaska, crazy?
What about an answer?
You took your time, too.
I thought you were tanking.
I'm under-promising in hopes of over-delivering. what do you think, Curtis?
I'll let you pick between those two.
Which were the two again?
You so
Nevada
godless.
And Oregon.
Let's go with Nevada.
Nope. 77 points over to Sarin and David. The ones you did not get were North Dakota and Alabama.
I should have just said Dakota.
Yeah, but hey, we got the 77 points. I thought about Nevada, but I'm like, well, the Raiders are coming, so how will people view that?
Yeah.
So, all right, go get them, David.
All right, Curtis versus David. Here we go. Surveyed 100 people. The top six answers are on the board.
What happened to our sound effects? We used to have.
Oh yeah,
like
I should probably open them.
Yeah, I was like what? We had.
He's 1 week and he's already
spent all this time on all this great, production work and
all the man hours I put in.
There we go.
There we go.
That's called so the old
better.
Delay and open. Yeah.
So much all better.
Right. Here we go. Give me Curtis. Give me David. Top six answers are on the board. Name a city where wealthy people live.
David. New York.
Not the top answer, though, Curtis. Chance to steal.
Leawood.
Oh, I thought that'd be in there. I definitely thought that'd be in there. We deserve at least 20 points of this, Rob, for that answer.
Great.
Player pass, by the way.
All right, five other answers, David. I can think of a couple. I think we stripped the category again.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're gonna play. I'm gonna take the number one answer of Los Angeles.
Not the top answer, by the way.
Really?
Huh.
Okay.
Miami.
Miami's correct. Still not the top answer.
I'm wondering, did they go the whole metro there? I'm going to say Hollywood. No, okay. Back to you, David.
Ooh. Let's go with, Overland Park.
No.
There's two strikes.
I'm going to go just because it's expensive to live there, San Diego. No.
Chance to steal, boys.
All right. So, Curtis, I'm thinking either Caldwell, Kansas, right?
Yeah. Yeah, good call.
What about, great town. What about, so was it a U.S. city, did you say, or world?
Name a city where wealthy people live.
Okay. What about Beverly Hills?
So I was thinking, like, does that separate itself from Los Angeles? I say we go Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Beverly Hills.
Yes. Yes.
That was the top answer.
Oh!
Beverly Hills.
Damn it.
That is 90 points over to Mick and Curtis.
What were we missing?
You did not get Malibu or San Francisco.
San Fran. I was debating between San Diego and San Francisco. I thought they'd both be there. My bad. Sorry, David. All right, let's get it done. Fine.
Well done, Curtis.
By the way, yeah. Curtis' answer to Leewood did make me laugh. Bonus points, but it's worth noting. All right, Mick and Thren, let's go.
Let's do it.
Top seven answers are on the board. We surveyed 100 people. Name something you would find on the menu of a bar.
Thren. Beer.
Beer is the top answer. Player pass.
Well, I kind of like the play, David, but I'm open to whatever you think here.
How many answers are there? Seven?
Yeah, six
more. Six more.
Bar menu. Yeah, we can play, Thren. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. You're up, David.
You said beer. Let's go with nachos.
Nachos are correct.
I'm going to go liquor. What? Shut your mouth. I'm sorry, David. Okay.
That's all right. How about wings?
Wings are correct.
Burgers.
Burgers are correct.
Fries.
Oh. Two strikes.
Chicken tenders.
Right. All right.
Oh.
What hellhole do these people hang out at?
No liquor,
no chicken tenders.
And no
what
fries.
Kind of hellhole are these people going to?
What are you thinking there, Curtis?
I'm hungry.
I was say, have
like
you
some wings and
ever been to a bar
fingers?
And eaten food there?
God, you've kind of named the only drinks there would be.
Yeah, I doubt
peanuts.
Those.
Those are just on the chips and salsa.
Yeah, it's chips and salsa, like maybe. Yeah,
though,
mott sticks.
Mozzarella sticks, that'd be bad.
Is there a clock on this?
Or what are we,
like, no. I get a few more seconds here.
I like, of what we said so far, chips and salsa the best.
Let's strike with that, then.
Chips and salsa.
No way. No way.
Nope. That means...
Club sandwich?
Nope.
Oh.
What bar do you go to?
Salad?
85 points over to David and Sarin. That gives them a total of 162. The ones you guys did not get, by the way, were tacos, mozzarella sticks, and potato skins.
And we said both of those, didn't we?
I'm so happy. Come on, David, let's finish
strong. You said potato skins, I said mozz sticks.
All right.
Dang it. All right, here we go.
All right, give me Curtis, give me David. Here we go. Top five answers are on the board. Past or present, name a member of Sporting Kansas City.
David. Matt Beasler.
Matt Beasler is correct. It's also the top answer.
Is there a 20-second delay with Curtis going on there?
I'm just slow.
Actually, we tested earlier. It's only about a half second, so that's just getting it wrong.
So how many are there?
There are four more.
Four more. I say we got to play, David. Don't you?
Yeah, you probably know better than I do.
Or do we assume that they can't run it? They can't get four. I mean, it is Curtis.
Was it? There are five total.
Yeah, four more. Four more to go. What do you want to do? I always kind of like to strip the category and leave them hanging. That's what
Let's
I like.
Do it.
But okay. And he said Beasler.
He said Beasler. So it's over to you,
Graham Zusi.
Top two answers are gone.
I'm going old school. It would be a Kai Kamara.
Okay.
Probably
that's
current.
All right. That's all right. I'm going to go Tim Melia.
Tim Melia's correct.
The goalie? Why wouldn't the goalie? It was goalie of the year. Don't roll your eyes at me, McShaper.
Guys in the past that could have gone before that.
No. Okay. No.
How about Apara?
No, Ike Apara.
Two strikes. Two to go, two strikes.
I think Dom Dwyer is top of mind, so I think they'll probably take Dom Dwyer.
Dom Dwyer is correct. Only one answer left.
One left. One left.
But,
and we got it. We got two strikes left, right?
No.
Okay.
You've already hit two strikes.
We've already had two.
Yes.
Okay.
Opara and Kamara.
Okay.
But Espinoza.
Oh, that was a good
chance
good one.
To steal, boy. 100 points. He'll jump into the lead.
I was just saying, they've been very, very present, not past, because I would throw out a Peter Vermes.
By the way,
I
want a chance to tell you who I would say.
Okay.
If I could have run the category, if I wasn't being weighed down by David. Sorry, David.
Is there any current
my wife
one
says
that's
the same thing? Same thing my wife said.
I don't think so offhand.
I would say they're going to stay current because it's been basically all current, right?
Well, if he's somewhat current. I mean, fairly recent.
Who's that? Phil Hopper?
Phil Hopper.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely much more present than past. All right, say it.
Benny Phil Hopper.
Benny Phil Hopper is correct.
Nice job,
100 points over to Curtis.
Nice. I would have definitely gone the Miola or Vermes route. I'm glad.
All right. Yeah. All right. So it comes down to this category. It comes down
yep,
to this
162
category.
To 190, by the way.
I thought it was going to be Vermes. I thought Vermes was good because he's past and present. I thought it was going to be Vermes.
Are we 190?
You are, in fact, 190.
It doesn't matter until you get to 200. Whatever.
Man. I should take more often in life.
Get your hands out of your pants.
All right, here we go. Give me Mick. Give me Sarin. Top four answers are on the board.
Man.
Here we go. Name something people buy to show how successful they
Mick.
Are. Mick.
Car.
Car's top answer. Play or pass?
Play.
Playing.
I like the consultation with Curtis.
Well, he's on that 20-second delay.
All right. Be thinking, David. Be thinking.
Okay.
Not a great category for Curtis, by the way.
No.
Jewelry. A watch. A fancy watch.
Good job.
A house.
Oh, damn it.
There's one more.
Sif car. Clothes.
Oh. That might be it.
Don't you dare get
it's
this.
It's going to be something so random.
Don't you dare get this. I think I got it, David.
Can you rephrase? Okay. Can I hear the question
no.
once again?
No. Yes,
I cannot rephrase it. But
language of origin.
If I rephrase it, we have to
can
get
you
all
jumble the words around, Rob?
Name something people would buy to show how successful they are.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah,
children.
Children.
Children. Brad and Angelina do it. Brad and Angelina do it.
You would purchase human beings. Yes, you would be.
You'd be pretty rich. You'd be pretty rich.
Be quite the success.
Oh, wow. All right, Curtis. After that, dynamite answer.
How many is that? Two.
That's two strikes.
Oh my gosh. A business.
And that's three strikes. Chance
oh, thank God.
Steal and win.
Thank God. I thought he was actually going to get it. I believe. David, my first choice would be boat, and my second choice would be motorcycle.
Ooh, boy, those are both good.
You know, or vacation, yeah. I guess. You could go on some fancy vacation, but you think of purchase, I think people think of objects, so I'd kind of lean boat, because I had jewelry was one. I got boat and bike written down here.
How far down did you write down children, just out of curiosity?
It's third.
It's not there, but I did have mozzarella sticks third. Okay, just to be clear.
And kids love mozz sticks.
They do. I just had some at Talk of the Town last weekend with my kids. All right, Dave, what do you think? You got any thoughts?
I was thinking some kind of electronic or TV, but I kind of like boat. Was your first inclination?
Boat was my first inclination.
Yeah, I kind of like that. You want to do that?
Yeah, we'll do it. Let's do it. Right. We're going to go boat.
Yeah!
Boom!
Hey!
There's the category and the steel boat. Was
bend
the last
over,
answer.
Mick. I got something to show you. Oh, my God. How did I think of
it's
boat?
A boat.
It's a boat.
Boat.
When Curtis went, I'm like, my God, he's going to get it right. He's actually going to get it right. Boy business.
Oh, man.
David, you're a winner. Valentine's is on us, buddy.
Hey, fantastic. Thanks, guys. That's lots of fun.
You bet.
Job.
Thank you for being a part of it. We'll get you on hold, get some information, and we'll get you that $50 gift card to Hen House. Everything you need for Valentine's Day. Listen, you'll come up roses, express checkout lines, dinner for two. Go get it. 2 KC strip steaks, certified Hereford beef I'm talking about, 2 lobster tails, 4 ounces each for only $25. Have a great romantic dinner for two at home. Hen House will get you all set up. And, of course, they got the flowers, the cards, the candies, the wonderful Panache chocolates. Oh, my God, they're so good. Kansas City meets Kansas City. Panache on sale now at your neighborhood Hen House. Perfect chocolates to give. It is so, so good. Go check it out. It's at your neighborhood Hen House. We'll take a break. Come back more with Mick Schaefer next here in the program.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. The late Donnie Moore, born on this date. What was the last professional team that he played for?
All right, give it to me again. I was talking to Rob. I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
The late Donnie Moore, born on this date. What was the last professional team that he played for?
Royals?
Kind of. Omaha Royals, 1989.
Yeah. Well, what was their team name then?
Was it the Storm? I think it was the Royals in 89.
Yes, thank you. So I get it right. I get it right.
Yeah, you got it.
Yes, of course, he was the one that...
You said Royals, so I left it up to the entire, you know, both teams. So
yes, it did. It sure did. Could have been the Rochester Royals of the NBA. That would have counted.
True
I
that.
Said Royals. The answer was Royals. Donnie Moore, of course, gave up the home run to Dave Henderson. The Angels had the Red Sox beat in 1986 in the ALCS, and he gave up the home run. Been a fine closer for them. Dave Henderson went yard. Red Sox came back and won, and he never could handle it and ultimately ended up committing suicide. Tragic, maybe one of the great tragedies in the history. You didn't know that story? Rob just looked at me like, what? Yeah, later on in life, he committed suicide, and friends and family said that he never got over giving up that home run. And they pointed to it that he was never the same guy after it. And it's a real pick-me-up you dropped on us there, Kay.
I'm here to please.
Yeah, so thanks.
Spray some sunshine around, you know.
That's you. You're spraying something around. Mick Schaefer's with us, you know, sports director from 41 Action News here in the program. Congratulations to David. He's going to Hen House. He's got his whole Valentine's Day covered now as he won a great gift card to Hen House. Tonight, Rock Chalk Jayhawk in action. 6.5-point favorites over Iowa State. Nice. Seem a little lofty or... Are we missing something there?
You're saying it's too much, too high?
Well, I mean, I think you look at it one of two ways. Iowa State is in last, and they're in second. So you'd say, okay, that sounds about right. It's Ames. They're not the same team. But, boy, KU's not playing good basketball right now. So, yeah, I think that seems a little high.
I agree with that in that this isn't your last-place team, right, in Iowa State. This is a team that could be sixth place most years in this conference, I think.
Which, to be clear, would have me betting Kansas, because I would assume Vegas knows something.
Okay, yeah.
And they're expecting the beatdown. But, no, if I were to tell you what that spread would be, I would have said Kansas 3.5, somewhere in that range.
I expect every game to be like that for Kansas the rest of the way here in the Big 12, whether it's at Iowa State, whatever's left, at Oklahoma State, Texas Tech at home. I think it's going to go down to the wire. It's going to be a battle each and every time. And, yeah, you've got an Iowa State team that's confident. They just knocked off Oklahoma. They have another good win over West Virginia, so it's not like they're going to be, you know, cowering at the sight of the Jayhawks coming in. And then, yeah, this Hilton Coliseum, which is going to play a factor as well. And this is the KU team, for as much as they had been good on the road this season, did not look the part, did not shoot very well down in Waco this weekend.
By the way, don't the leagues try to set up the two teams that they think are going to be battling for the championship to play at the end?
Not always, because it seems like Oklahoma State and KU kind of always have that last game. They do again this year.
Right.
And Oklahoma State's never been part of the picture.
That's what I was getting at.
Football, they do.
I mean... Because KU, Oklahoma State, who was picked second initially?
West Virginia, probably. Because they're
done.
Second.
They're done. I'm sorry. KU has West Virginia on the 17th. I'm
sure. Yeah, they have them still at home, which
at
was
Iowa
KU's
State,
best
West Virginia,
win so far,
right? OU at Tech, Texas and at Oklahoma State.
Name a game where you feel confident that the Jayhawks will win by double digits in that span. Any?
None. No, zero. No, so that's left town. I mean, there's no game period the rest of the year because next will be Big 12 tournament. Even if they're playing in a 1-8 game, you're talking about the a TCU or somebody like
Absolutely,
and they tend to get upset in those games at Kansas City a lot. So no, not there. And even they're projecting. I know they were listed as a 2, but I don't see it. I see more of a 3 or 4.
Jesse Newell had a great column today on how KU's going to stay at a 2 because of the quadrant 1 games and the quadrant 2 games they played and won, and they're so far ahead. I think it's going to be – I think they're hanging on to a 2 right now based on that and based on KU as a reputation.
Are you telling me if they go 2 and 4, they're going to be a 2?
I don't think so. No, that's what he was saying.
I
don't think so. I mean,
get Jesse
be 9
on
losses.
The phone because he's got some explaining to do.
Well, he was crunching numbers and everything. and listen, he researches that more than anybody
else.
But yeah, just by, like, watching the team, seeing it, knowing what's going on around KU and around the Big 12, around college basketball, I just don't see them staying on the 2 line.
I unless they
even
get
at a
going.
3-3. I mean, that's
no at 5-1 and
sure, yes,
win the tournament. Yes, I can see that.
But I think they'll have 8 losses at least going into the NCAA tournament.
And what are they at right now?
6.
6.
You can count definitely at least one more in the regular season than one in the tournament. I think KU
Big
fans
12
would,
tournament, you mean?
Yes. I think KU fans would sign up for that right now. Just 2 more the way they're playing.
Yeah, and especially if it were 5-1 to get the league. I think they want the conference title.
Yeah, and I think that would do it too.
So, all right, at Iowa State, West Virginia, Oklahoma at home for Kansas. And then Texas Tech's lead up, and then of course is Texas Tech.
Yeah,
the Red Raiders lead up to it is Oklahoma at home, at Baylor, at Oklahoma State. What do each of these teams come into that game with?
The Tech KU game.
Yeah.
What's the record? Do you think
they got 3 more games
before that? Right.
Right.
I'm gonna say that KU, what do they have, 4 losses now, so they'd be 10. I'm going to have them at 10-5, I guess, coming in.
So 2-1.
2-1 the next 3, and then I can't remember. What's Tech's next 3?
Oklahoma, at Baylor, at Oklahoma State.
I think I would go another 2-1 there, so where Tech would be 1 game ahead, and that's going to be obviously a monumental game.
And then to finish, Tech has at West Virginia and TCU at home.
Yeah.
And Kansas has Texas and at Oklahoma State.
It's the same schedule, it seems like. These teams are
are
so
in the same
close.
League.
Yes. But these teams are so close in that, like, I mean, what is it, 5 games that separate first place and last place in this league to where I think it's going to be a struggle for Tech as well, and that's maybe the best news for the Jayhawks.
I think at West Virginia looms as a potential landmine for Tech.
What did they do the first time around? I'm sure they beat West Virginia at home.
Well, let me look.
Take a look.
I'll take a look.
They did, because I believe they are undefeated in Lubbock this year.
Yes.
At West Virginia was, when did they play? Oh, there it is. 72-71 in Lubbock.
There are teams, a couple teams out there that match up great with West Virginia and a lot that don't. I wonder if Tech's maybe one of those teams that does not, could get blown out at West Virginia.
It could happen.
Yeah.
I think that's a no. Who do you think wins at Tech?
KU at Tech? Tech? I'll stay by my prediction. I've always had that KU's going to win the league, but.
So if you're going to stand by that, then you'd have KU winning.
Yeah. What's that?
Then you'd have KU winning down there, wouldn't you? You got them both 2-1 coming in.
It's possible to get wins. It's possible to get swept by a team and still tie. K-State did it.
They'd be 2 down with 2 to go.
Yeah, that'd be that part too. Yeah,
if you're 2-1 and
2-1, if you put all my 3 predictions together, it'd be very hard for KU to win.
Why don't
that.
You just pick everybody to win the league this year?
I'm not. I'm trying to not change my mind. I've said KU the whole time, so I'm trying to not.
So if you're staying with KU, then you've either got them going 3-0 here in this stretch going into that game. Then if they lose, they're back to 1 under.
Or Tech stumbling big time going into that game.
Yeah, one of those two things would have to happen.
Yeah. What do you think? You think it's over?
I do not think it's over. No, I don't. And I think they will match each other and reach that game with KU down 1, and it will come down to that game. Although I think if it doesn't, West Virginia, to me, looms large. Bob Huggins relishes that. West Virginia is a tough game to go play there. I think you got a plan on you're going to lose that game. I think Tech has to beat Kansas. I think KU's going to win tonight. I think they will beat West Virginia. I think they've kind of got that part figured out. Even though Bob Huggins has done pretty well, I think they beat OU. I think this is where they rise. I'm probably wrong. Are they going to keep? I mean, I guess yeah. They've lost what? How many at home now? Four.
If you count the Kansas City game,
yeah. And Allen three. So I don't know. Here's the one thing that I thought was interesting when Curtis put together the, how far back they've been in the past. When you get to six games left, that they haven't been trailing since 2011. They trailed four times in the first 6 years. But it's been since
at this date.
With six to go because they used to play 16.
Sure, yep.
So it's a little bit different. So with six to go, but they haven't trailed since 2011. The other thing that stood out to me is they're 8-4 in league this year. That is the worst win percentage they've had. They've been 8-2 three times, right? But back when the old Big 12 days was six to go, they were 8-2 in 06, 7-8. But they've never been just 667 win percentage. They've never been two out of three. They've always been better than taking two out of three. So this team is the weakest to this point.
Yep. And it's the home thing, I think. There have been a couple of those years, I think they were four, at least one year, they were 4-5 on the road and won the league. They're 9-0 at home. And I think they won it outright that year.
If they do their usual home bit and are sitting at, let's give them one loss. Okay, not even 3-0. If they're 3-0, they're sitting right now at 11-1, and they're up 2 on Tech, and it's over. Just 2-1, they're sitting on 10-3. That's where they normally are. And, that's absolutely the difference. The question is, can Bill Self find it to make it go? I don't know. I don't know what's mystically going to happen. DeSouza has been a complete dud as far as what the expectations were. I think he's still got ability. You see the athleticism when he's out there.
Should be in high school. Yeah.
Man, he's not contributing at all to this team. When he does come out there, it ends up going in the wrong direction. His plus minus has got to be like minus 16 on like 5 minutes. So that's not going to solve it. He seems committed to Mitch Lightfoot being the starter, even though Vic plays more minutes. So that's really kind of only been a move in name only. So I don't see where – if LeGerald Vic wasn't motivated before this, I don't see where, I'm still playing 32. He's playing 22. I'm fine. Yeah. I don't see where – that to me was going to something that's not there.
Unless it's like an ego thing in that like – but Vic wants to start so bad and it's going to motivate him to get back out there and rejoin that starting lineup. But, yeah, he's played, 29 and 32 minutes the last
I don't think he's going to start. I think Bill Self has had it, and so he's not going to start him. But, again, the minutes, I don't see where that gets Vic to go, okay, I'm going to work harder, or okay, I'm going to bring more energy. I just don't see it there. And then the other thing is, he has nowhere else to turn, right? Lightfoot's good, but they're not playing a double post, really. They start side by side for a couple of minutes, and it's the first move they make is to get one of them out of there. I don't know. I mean, this will be the best coaching job he's done, no doubt.
Yeah, and look, I think it's his old fool's gold is going to have to come through. I mean, if they shoot the ball well, then, they can hang with anybody and beat just about anybody out there, and maybe that's what you hang your hat on the rest of the way. He brought up a point, and I think the biggest thing is he brought it up last week in that, this team, like when it's one of those back-and-forth games, we're not doing that two-minute run, right, where we outscore you 12-2 and just pull away, right, in one of those ho-hum battles. We're not bringing it. You're not bringing it. We don't have any of those spurts. And I would take it a step further in that, remember when Tech got up on KU at home, and what was the other? Might have been an Arizona State game at Allen Fieldhouse where, they're up 10 in the second half, but, where's the KU run's coming? KU run's coming. They're not making that run to get back in games either. And so it's hurt them both ways, I think. That's been kind of a double-edged sword in that they can't put those spurts together, those runs that obviously great teams build great basketball games and seasons on. They're not doing it.
What are the Cats going to finish in their last six? What are they? Every time you want to say they got that win at Texas, then they get housed. It's not losing to Tech. It's getting housed.
Tech one, And just, yeah, the way it happened, as you mentioned.
They've lost by double digits 3 of their last 4 games.
They're 6-6, correct?
Yes. Yes.
So that was a huge game, obviously. You play a good second half there. You beat Tech, and you're one game back
of Tech and KU,
and you're right there. You're not talking about the tournament anymore. You're talking about winning the Big 12 at this point. You have as good a chance as everybody else.
Yeah. And now they go back to being middle of the pack. And what's funny is instead of being one game away from 8-4 Tech, 8-4 Kansas – they're now one game – they were at one point one game above ninth. Right now, TCU and Texas have lost, so that's
but
not true anymore.
Everybody's there. I mean, that's just a jumbled mess. I mean, you know, pretty much at this point between, what, 2-9, I think. Is there 3 games separating second and ninth
There's
place?
There's 5 separating the whole league. Yeah. There's 4 separating second and tenth.
Yeah.
And second so and ninth because they're down 8 losses too. It's
I'll give them a 10-8. Kind of where I thought they would be.
So give me the 4-2.
So what do they got?
You thought they were going to be 10-8 before the year? Well, yeah, more credit.
No, I didn't say before the year.
Just along
the
way,
Big 12.
You kind of thought, okay.
Like, okay, I see this team
when
keeping its
up,
head above water in the Big 12, and that's going to be good enough to get to the tournament
at Oklahoma State.
Win. They match up well with the Cowboys.
Iowa State at home.
Win.
Texas
at home.
Uh huh.
Well, I'd say win, but they sometimes play some of their worst basketball at Bramlage. But I'll say, okay, a third win there.
At OU?
Loss.
At TCU?
Loss.
Baylor at home.
Okay, there's 4-2. Yeah, I'll say win there.
They got 9-9 written all over them.
One game difference, yeah.
I'm not saying you idiot by any stretch. I'm just like, I don't see where we can expect. They'll lose one of those that they're supposed to win.
Sure.
But I don't think they'll grab one of those that we've got them losing.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe they match up well with Oklahoma, but I see OU being very motivated after that game in Manhattan.
Although they're taking
on
a lot of water here all of a sudden.
A ton of water. It's funny. I think Oklahoma might be the best team to make a run in the tournament just because, the Big 12 – maybe figured out how to play them, figured out how to guard Trae Young, but nobody else has. Maybe a Syracuse zone type deal, right? Where, okay, after a couple of weeks, you know how to play Oklahoma, but after one day, do you know how to play them? Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't see any team making a Final Four run in this conference, but, I mean, you know, good guard play, they say, often wins in the tournament. And he's obviously a special player, and it's a very unique team to play.
Surprise, spring training is starting. We'll take a break, come back. Cody Tapp is there for us. We'll talk about what is Mick Schaefer expecting out of the spring training. That's next here in the program. You're in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We'll talk to Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks, coming up a little bit later on. Alex Schiffer handles the Missouri Tiger beat. Tim Grunard in the 1 o'clock hour talking some Chiefs football. We are talking to Mick Schaefer, sports director, 41 Action News, with us as he is each and every Tuesday. Royals spring training is going to get going. I know Rustin Dodd wrote a piece about like 5 questions.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to see out of spring training this year?
First baseman, I don't know, Eric Hosmer line. I still think they're going to have some sort of, I don't know, conglomerate, just kind of independent. Like the Olympics, right? You have that independent nations, right? The Russian athletes, they go, and sometimes, you know, athletes from Iran or whatever. We're going to have that for Major League Baseball, and they're going to be awesome, right? This independent team. So, obviously, first base, I think center field.
The over-under on wins is 76.5. It's higher than a lot of the projections are. It's actually third best.
Wow, yeah.
It's third best in the division. I think 93.5 for the Indians, 82.5 for the Twins, 76.5 for the Royals, and I think maybe the White Sox are all – no. The White Sox and the Tigers are down at like 72.5 or something like that. So they're picked third according to the win totals that are out there. I keep trying to convince myself that this team can put together a magic run and contend. I've seen teams that are on the downslope and even kind of beginning the rebuild put together a magical year. And I can give you the scenario where the pitching bounces back and all that kind of stuff. What I'm catching myself is if this and if this and if this and if this, which is what we used to do.
Sure, yeah.
You know, no, you're going to be 50% at best on the ifs. So there is too many ifs for me to come up with a scenario where they're going toe-to-toe with the Indians. Eric Hosmer piece helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a lot, but it really comes down to the pitching.
Absolutely. And usually I hedge on the over on wins, usually for the Royals, because they outperform things, especially when it comes to Pecota and predictions like that. But If it's 76 wins over under, I'll probably go under.
Because
I mean,
77.
I mean, that's five wins fewer than last year. I think that'd probably be doing good, you know, to get 75, 76 wins.
Yeah. I think most Royals fans said, okay, you take 76 wins or 77 wins. Would
if
you
that's
take
the
it
floor,
right now?
If that's the floor, then yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm hoping for better. We'll see.
We all do.
Yeah. Talk to you next week, Mick.
See you.